Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help difficulty breathing with lymphatic system detoxification. Many people are having shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. It's a really a common problem, something I see a lot in my clients. One of my videos on YouTube on difficulty breathing has almost 8,000 views in 10 months. So it shows you how many people around the world are having problems breathing. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. I learned craniosacral therapy, visceral manipulation, how to release the organs because they get acidic and tight, and most importantly, I learned about the lymphatic system, and the lymphatic system cleans every system in your body. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we are filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. Understanding this science, I develop body work called Lymphpractic. My work is fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system, natural detoxification, and you feel more relaxed in your body and your mind. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. Taking steps to improve lymph flow can benefit most health problems. Well, today we're here talking about difficulty breathing, and again, many people have this. And there can be many reasons, right? You can have asthma, but I'm really not talking about asthma or bronchitis. I'm talking about just people not being able to breathe. We could be taking medications that may deplete magnesium. Some people are on, you know, 3 to 5 or 6 medications and not thinking how this can make them more acidic and tighten their lungs. You may be dehydrated, under-exercising, over-exercising. Shallow breathing. Have you looked around, or even, you know, in your own family, your own friends? Do we take deep breaths? In my lectures, I often, you know, I tell people about how we don't breathe, and still I watch, and nobody even takes a deep breath. So we have to be more aware of how breathing, how moving air through our lungs can help with difficulty in breathing and really help many of our health problems. Now, have you ever experienced difficulty breathing? Your chest feels tight, it's hard to take a deep breath, you also feel more anxious at this time. Lymph fluid from thousands of lymphatic vessels end in one lymph vessels on either side of your neck into the subclavian vein in the neck behind the clavicle bones. And the clavicle bones are the bones right in the front of the neck. And when this area becomes congested, it becomes tight, almost like log jams in a river. Remember, it's one little vessel on either side of your neck that has to take the fluid from thousands of lymph vessels. Then when our lymph vessels behind our clavicles become congested, then lymph fluid or acidic fluid can bank down into our chest and into our lungs. And I don't know if you know, but there are many muscles connecting your lungs to your heart. I saw this in a documentary lately. They were doing an autopsy, and they took the heart and lungs out. And I was amazed to see that the heart and lungs are all connected to a big muscle in the back that gets attached into the spine. And this is where most people, when they're lying on my table face down, is where they have their tightness, right where this muscle connects. So again, if our heart and our lung tissue tissues in our chest become tight, it can even affect our heart. And even in the ribs, you know, we don't think about it, but your ribs have muscles over them, between them, and under them. And when they get acidic and tight, your lungs can't expand as well. And we can't breathe. We can't expand our chest. I've experienced this a few times while doing a lymphatic system detoxification. I do these often. You know, every couple of weeks I do a little bigger detox. Weekly, I'm in an Epsom salt bath, and again, taking a few days of eating some more fruits and vegetables and taking maybe some more supplements. But every couple of weeks I do a bigger detox. And sometimes into my second or third day, you know, I'll wake up and, you know, feel tightness in my chest. You can actually, it's a physical feeling. You just can't breathe, and you're a little bit more anxious. You know, I took some supplements, I drank some water, and went to an Epsom salt bath maybe an hour or two later, and once I got in that Epsom salt bath, you know, within 10 minutes, you're breathing better. You know, it makes a big difference. So it's just Epsom salt bath, 2 cups in a normal bath, not too hot, and you'll see, you feel a big difference. So we all need to know how to maintain our lymphatic system to help detox our body of acidic waste, right? You always hear me talk about acidic waste. And when it gets caught in our lungs, we will have all kinds of problems, especially not being able to breathe. An important step to helping you breathe better is balancing your pH. And we're going to discuss pH and how to balance and heal inflamed tissues right after my little announcement here. You know, when you have difficulty in breathing, it really is something that, again, you want to have your doctor check it at first. But most times, clients come to me and say, I've been checked by my doctor, everything is fine. And that's where we have to start taking personal responsibility and start making changes in your life. Now, I see clients in my office in Scottsdale, Arizona, for cancer, Lyme disease, pain, brain issues, swelling, and it makes a difference in their life. I put them through a few sessions of Lymphpractic, which is work I developed. It's fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system, natural detoxification, and make you more relaxed in your body and mind. In a few sessions, clients feel better because I've reduced inflammation. It's really just a proper use of science. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for a lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. Check out my life-changing on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help you learn to detox and maintain your lymphatic system. It doesn't matter what health problem you have, from difficulty breathing, headaches, migraines, cancer, we all need to know how to maintain our lymphatic system. So what can you do to help your difficulty breathing? Again, you've heard me talk about it. It's about personal responsibility. First, you need to know if you're overly acidic, in balance, or overly alkaline. Again, we can be either way. Even though most people are overly acidic, that's why we spend billions a year on antacids, but you can also be overly alkaline, right? We want to be in balance, in between. And the pH chart goes from 0 to 14. 0 to 6.9 is acidic, and 7.9. 1 or anything above 7 to 14 is alkaline. But we want to be right in between in balance. So pH basically stands for percent of hydrogen, potential of hydrogen. And it's a way to test whether a solution is acidic, in balance, or alkaline. And in this case, we test saliva and urine, right? So saliva is going to show you what's going on in your mouth, above your shoulders, and urine is going to show you what's leaving your body, what's going through your kidneys, your ureters, and you'll see most of us are really overly acidic, sometimes urinating 100 times more acidic than we're supposed to have in our urine. So a recent study found that when a body is overly acidic, our body cells aggressively clump together. They actually clump. Our cells should be floating through our blood separate by themselves. When you're aggressively acidic, they aggressively clump together like stacks of coins, like a stack of pancakes or a stack of chips at a casino. And those are not very well taken up by the body, so they become waste in the body. So being more alkaline is really key. So in the body, you test saliva and urine with pH test strips. I like Voxa. And, again, it's eye-opening. You want to fast for a little bit, for 2 hours, have no water up to an hour before, but nothing by mouth for 2 hours, water up to an hour before, and then nothing, and you test your saliva and urine. Do it a couple of times a day. You'll be amazed. So how do you change your body pH? Number one, we have to do it with diet. You can't just take magnesium and supplements and still be eating a lot of alkaline, the acidic foods. So diet is very important. Look at what you're eating. Is it mostly acid or mostly alkaline forming in the body? We need to eat a lot more fruits and vegetables and alkaline seeds. I used to eat one vegetable and one fruit a day, and I thought that was okay, you know. We need to eat 9 to 12 fruits and vegetables a day, and that is very hard to do, believe it or not. It's not a simple thing to do. So we need to limit processed foods, grains, flour, red meat, sugar, tea, coffee, alcohol. These are all acid forming. Remember, I said limit, right? But to me, we really want to balance these things. If you're going to have any of these, and I suggest if you're ill or not feeling well, then you limit them for a little while. You'll be able to have them later. But we have to learn how to balance them with more alkaline things. Understanding which foods are acid forming and alkaline forming in the body can make a big difference in your health. There's an acid-alkaline food chart on my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. That's healthylymphsystem.com. It's on the bottom of the homepage. There's a link. And there's also two letters, one from the NIH and one I wrote to the government. If you read those, there are also links to those. They'll open your eyes to, you know, the problem that we're facing here. So, again, check out my acid-alkaline food chart. Put that on your refrigerator. So we help balance pH with products that buffer acid in the body. You should be taking about 400 to 800 milligrams of magnesium, and don't take it all at one time. I had a woman tell me about a friend of hers who's taking 500 milligrams or more of magnesium at one time, and she keeps on wondering why she can't go out because she's running to the bathroom. It's too much magnesium. It overhydrates the abdominal the tissue and pulling in fluid, and you have to go to the bathroom. So I suggest you take smaller doses, one or two pills. Start with one pill, which is normally, you know, somewhere about 100 to 150 milligrams, and do it with each meal. It really will reduce your stomach upset and see how your body reacts. We also want to take potassium. Baking soda is really good, but if we're taking some baking soda, you want to make sure you're taking some potassium, not to throw off the sodium-potassium pump. And a daily green drink is really helpful because it's a good way to get a lot of fruits and vegetables into your body. Take a couple of supplements to reduce inflammation because, again, we're filling with inflammation. Omega-3 fish oil has been shown to reduce inflammation. Turmeric, or the active ingredient curcumin, is a big inflammation fighter, and I'm a big believer in systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes are powerful enzymes that go into your body, you eat them on an empty stomach, and they go down and break down waste in your body. Remember, I wrote a book on how we're filling with cellular waste, and it's creating most of our health problems. So systemic enzymes are really a big part to helping to balance your body and get rid of cellular waste. Epsom salt baths, 2 cups in a bath. Soak for about 20 minutes to 30 minutes. Not too hot the first time. Really, it will overwhelm you. It's not a luxury. It's actually life-saving. And if you don't like baths, foot soak. It really works. You put a third of a cup of Epsom salt or a little more into a little bucket. Put your feet in there about up to your calf with water, and you'll see you will take a deep breath within a few minutes of putting your foot into this magnesium because it's going into your body. It's actually being sucked up into your legs and moving into your blood and lymph system and moving through your body. So, again, that's a really easy way to get magnesium and nitric oxide in the body because Epsom salt has magnesium sulfate, and the sulfates make nitric oxide, which help to relax vascular smooth muscle and improve circulation. So you need to be hydrated. Many people are chronically dehydrated. Even I, again, see this in myself. I'll drink for a few days and then not have water in me. So I suggest people for 3 or 4 days a week really concentrate on drinking more water and being consistent so that when we do fall off and don't drink as much, we're a little more hydrated because our lungs be hydrated. Deep breathing exercises. Sit and take, you know, at first 10 nice relaxed deep breaths and build to about 30. Just relax, deep breathing. Good posture. If you're slouching all the time, you're limiting lymph flow in your lungs. That's it. Our lymph system is a plumbing system, so good posture makes a big difference. Lymphatic drainage sessions or learning self-lymphatic drainage in our course can make a big difference in detoxification how you feel. And it really is simple. You know, it is the idea that people feel better after improving their lymphatic system because they manually improve their cellular environment, right? They improve oxygenation and nutrition to the cells and help to detox stored acid waste. And that's what's affecting our lungs. So my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, as well as my virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, can really help you change your life. This is simple science that we all need to understand. The lymphatic system maintains our cellular environment around our cells, and everything in our body is made up of cells. The goal is to help the body balance its pH and activate the lymphatic system to improve circulation and natural detoxification to improve how we breathe. On next Thursday's show, I'll be explaining how to help heart disease by balancing pH. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. If I can help you understand how to improve how you feel and think, contact me at OsipinskiHealthAcademy.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.